For most Americans, the Christmas-themed variety specials popular on television in past decades were a pleasant, consistent, minor element of their holiday celebration. Fun, but not as big a deal as the midnight mass or decorating a tree. But when commentator Firouzeh Dumas was a child, Christmas on TV was Christmas. One show in particular.
When my family and I moved to Whittier, California in 1972 from Abadan, Iran, we did our best to fit in. My father took bowling lessons. My mother prepared hamburger helper, and we all wore polyester. Despite our efforts to conform to the ways of this new land, we were stumped in December. There was no Christmas music in my Muslim home, no countdown till the opening of the gifts, and no aroma of fresh baked cookies using grandma's old recipes. In my house, December 25th looked like July 25th. Outside my house, winter wonderland meant that the mall was decorated. Needless to say, I was the only kid who dreaded Christmas break. There was nothing to do, so my parents and I did what we always did when we had free time. We watched television. We weren't picky. If it was on, we watched. Any celebrity who managed to have a Christmas special was invited into our living room. Sonny and Cher, Flip Wilson, Tony Orlando and Dawn, Carol Burnett. My parents, however, had a particular fondness for the annual Bob Hope Christmas special. My mother always circled the date in the TV guide, then the countdown would begin. When the designated night finally arrived, I sat front row center on our plaid sofa, sandwiched between my parents, all of us wearing summer clothing, and watched Mr. Hope and his friends having more fun than we could ever imagine. The problem was that my parents didn't understand any of Bob Hope's jokes. They would laugh with the laugh tracks. Then my father would ask, "Chigoft?" or "What did he say?" And that was the highlight of my Christmas, translating Bob Hope's jokes into Persian, jokes that my parents didn't understand in any language. But for my father, Bob Hope was more than just a comedian. He was a dignified American who wore sharp suits, had great posture, and managed to be witty without ever getting nervous. I think that secretly, my father, the shy engineer, wanted to be Bob Hope. My mother always said that Mr. Hope would make a great president. "He knows how to talk to everyone," she always said. At the end of each show, Mr. Hope serenaded us with thanks for the memory. We always felt a little sad then, maybe the way my friends felt after opening all their presents. Years later, we discovered that Bob Hope, the man who was way bigger than Santa in our house, had been an immigrant, just like us. He had even changed his name to fit in. Maybe the reason he was able to use laughter to make us feel like we belonged was that he himself had once not belonged. And even though my parents didn't understand any of his jokes, I got them all. Well, except for the golf ones. And they were funny, both in English and in Persian. So from one American immigrant to another, thank you, Mr. Hope. Thank you for our Christmas memories.
Firouzeh Dumas lives in Palo Alto, California. She's the author of Funny in Farsi, a memoir of growing up Iranian in America.